Casey, cut him!
I got that son of a...
Big Ugly Outdoors with Casey Studdard and Lyle Sedlund. Brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse.
Your ass moves Tennessee whiskey.
I want some Tennessee whiskey today.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock. It's Big Ugly Outdoors. Casey Studdard, Lyle Sinline. Got Andrew in the booth. We had a pretty cool morning. Talked to Craig Williams. Live action in the duck blind. They're slaughtering the ducks right now. Everything's moving south. So all you hunters out there that got a late start today, maybe not out there on the pond or whatever you're doing, if you like to shoot ducks, the time is now. That cold front brought them all in from up north. And so if you're a duck guy, it's time to go blast. And then the trout and redfish are stocked up thick right now because of that cold water. So get down to the coast and go get your freezer full. Classic Texas Blasting Cast. Well, that was our morning. Lyle. Top of the hour, we're going to talk a little NFL. We're going to talk, what do you want to talk? You want to talk injuries or
big
fights?
Big news NFL this week was the Monday night game? Correct? Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
Yes. Oh, you're talking about the, yes.
Ryan Shazier with his
back injury. That's scary.
Man.
That's scary. I mean, and you see his teammates kind of tearing up. I mean, it's real. It's real. I mean, it ain't an easy sport. I mean, it's not a soft sport.
Here's the thing, though, is that they during that game, they talked about the rule changes from that super physical game.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the examples they showed was Shazier doing the exact same hit with his eyes down, like using the crown of his helmet.
Yeah.
I don't understand why no one's – every time, like, I saw that on one of my teammates, I'd always be like, dude, you
keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
Do not duck your head.
Do you like to walk?
Yeah.
Keep your head up.
That's the first thing I learned in Pop Warner. Don't hit with your head down.
But do
always
not
your head
understand
up.
That. He did it consistently enough to make the NFL put a rule in.
Yeah.
That's a lesson to all the
all you young kids out there, man, just – if you're playing tackle football, regardless, don't ever duck your head. Keep your head up. Hit with your face mask. Don't go with the crown of your helmet because what it does is it contracts your spine like it's, you know.
Are you really getting doctor on us right now?
No, but it's just, I mean, basically what it is, it's like a accordion on your spine and neck when you hit like that. And that's what it is. When you go on the top of your helmet like that, it just compresses everything.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
So then what happens after that, doctor?
You either, you know, blow your C4s, 3-3s, or whatever like that. You may have to get infused, you know, all that kind of stuff.
You know, but that's not the danger of hitting with your head down.
Well, I know. You can break your back and your spine, and you'd be paralyzed.
It's amazing that game, how
right?
many...
I think you get paralyzed when you sever your spinal cord.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the... one thing you don't want to do. I mean, you break your back. That could happen by breaking your back, you know?
Yeah, I just wonder. That's why I was asking, because you're a doctor now, how it gets severed.
There's many ways, Lyle. There's many ways, you know? Just sharp object. I don't know. Sure.
Well, I guess it makes sense. If your spine compresses, then there's got to be a point where one of those discs has got to go somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so it might slide out and sever it.
Yeah,
it's not severe.
Sever. Yeah, sever.
It's very close, though.
Yeah, it is close.
Yeah, man, eyes up. We play football.
Yeah, it's scary.
Did y'all see the injuries on the Cincinnati side? They lost Vontae Berfick for the year.
What happened to him?
He has a head injury that. He's done. And then Joe Mixon, he was put in concussion protocol also. So it kind of shows you the type of game that was.
Well, I mean, those two have bad blood anyways.
Yeah.
You know, and, I mean, Berfick's the cheap shot king. You know what I mean? Like, so, but I never want anybody to be hurt. You know, I can't ever wish that upon anybody in this sport.
You don't wish it, but if you continually do the same thing, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Agreed.
That's why don't make it a habit, kids.
Do not make it a habit.
Which also brings me, during our next break, we are going to filter through this Mike Mitchell, a safety for the Steelers, just had one of my favorite interviews about football I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean...
Have you seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces. And is he talking about everything from... Is he talking about the fines and all that kind of stuff and all that too?
He's talking about the CBA, being a man, talking about football, what it used to be, and I don't know. It's something I want to get into. The problem is the video I have uploaded right now is a no-edits video. And I know he curses, so Andrew's going to have to find something for us. But it is a great, great, in my personal view, of how football is now and what needs to change.
But, I mean, it says right here, Lau says, we've got to do better as players when we sign the next CBA.
You just got to watch the whole video because that's...
But I mean, but we know because we were involved in the last CBA and how bad it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll talk about that after we get the video because it's way more in depth than just.
Well, I know, but I mean, better leadership on who's running the league. I agree with all that. You know, all those points.
Just watch the video.
Well, I mean, we're gonna sit here for 5 minutes and wait for it to load.
No, we're gonna talk about the injuries.
Okay, so we're gonna wait.
Adrian Peterson of the Cardinals has been ruled out.
Yeah.
So these are all relevant to, obviously, everybody plays fantasy football now. These are the injuries that I picked out from the injury report. Obviously, no one cares if a guard or a center.
Yeah.
But I did bring up on that note, the Cowboys, Lyman, Lyle Collins, and Tyron Smith are questionable for the game versus the Giants. That might be a situation where they think they're just going to line up and beat the Giants.
Because of what they're in shambles right now with no GM, no head coach.
Yeah, they fired Ben McAdoo, and, you know.
Yeah.
I never like resting guys. I've never done that in my life, so I don't understand if those guys don't play.
Yeah.
But it is a different game these days. Matthew Stafford with his hand injury is questionable, which means I expect him to play.
Yeah, he'll play.
It's kind of like the Tom Herman effect. They don't ever want to know which quarterback's going to be playing for preparation purposes. Andrew hit on this earlier. Joe Mixon, Burfict, and Kirkpatrick, DB. All Cincinnati are out versus the Bears. Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback for the Bills, is a game time decision versus Indy.
He'll play.
That quarterback situation is in shambles.
Yeah, that over there is, I don't even know what's going on.
Which is also funny because Eli Manning is back in the starting role. So way to ruin the streak.
All right, so is this the edited version? All right, cool. Go ahead and play it.
I think it's start it.
Hand us all some flags. Hand us all some flags and let us go out there and try to grab the flags off because we're not playing football. This is not damn football. When I was 6 years old watching Charles Woodson, Rod Woodson, that Sean Taylor, the hitters, Jack Tatum, you know, that's football. This ain't football. You got to know what the risk is when you sign up. No one wants to be paralyzed. No one wants to have head injuries. These are all things that are negative. But let's not try to turn football into a dangerous, barbaric game. This is how I've changed my family legacy. Before I got drafted, I had $368 to my bank account. That is far from the case today. I've changed my family legacy by this beautiful game of football for forever. So let's not try to turn it into some evil, dirty game. It's football. It's no different than UFC fighting. This is a combat, contact sport. There's going to be injuries. That's just what it is. But if you don't want to get injured, then don't come out here. This is for real men. This is a man's game. Ray Lewis said that a couple years ago. I stand by that. It's a man's game. If you want to be a little kid, you don't want to get your ass hit, then don't come out here because this is for grown men. You know, at the end of the day, man, especially like I'm sitting here talking to George after the game because he is one of my good friends. That's why I felt like I had to tweet and try to defend him because I think it's just crazy. Like, I know George. I know his fiance. He's not that way. But, you know, we are physical safeties. And think about what you ask us to do. We're always the last line of defense. We're always making bang-bang plays. Like, you never see us getting to line somebody up in a hole like a linebacker. We're playing full speed. He's 4-4. We're 4-4, 4-3 speed. Like, aim that. You go do that. You can't. It's just risk of playing football. If the ball is in the air and a man jumps or a man ducks his head, how do you want me to readjust my body? You cannot do it. At the end of the day, this is football. If you want to see flag football, then let's take our pads off. That would make it easier for me because now I don't got to wear heavy.
Tell them.
But give us flags for me to pull off, because that way I know what we're playing. You know, I signed up to play full-speed contact football, and we're not doing that. I feel like I got to ask a guy, hey, are you ready for me to hit you right now before I hit you?
Yeah.
And that's crazy. Hold on. I'm going to mess around and get hurt trying to protect an offensive player because he's running an over route. Damn it, your quarterback shouldn't have threw that ball messed up. That happened 2 years ago. I'm not joking at all. Andy Dalton threw a ball to Tyler Eifert 2 years ago. Tyler Eifert had to dive for it. I was aiming for his gut. But if he don't dive, he don't get in the head. That's 50 grand out of my pocket, though, because Andy throws a bad ball. Make that make sense. And at first you're taking our money, but now, you know, I got like Matt Hasselbeck calling me a dirty player and trying my character, and we've never met before. I donate more money to Cincinnati underprivileged kids than probably people on the Bengals. So don't give me that name. My
right,
nephew goes
good.
To school there, man. I take all that personally. If you don't know,
I agree with 98% of the things he talks about in that interview. When we signed up, we did know the dangers of football. But when we signed up for football, it was just, not just, but you knew you could die.
Yeah.
You knew you could get paralyzed.
Yep.
You knew you could break bones.
Yep.
Dislocate.
Tear. All the good stuff.
All that. We didn't know about concussion.
The brain stuff. Yes.
I had no clue.
No idea.
No one even talked about it. And I'm not sure if I would or would not have played if I knew what playing would have done. But he is right in the fact that, yes, all those other things, you know what you're signing up for.
100%.
You do know that you can.
Yeah.
I knew I could die. I knew I could get paralyzed.
Yep.
I knew I could break, tear. I knew I could do all that. And football has changed, and I think this is a time, like you were trying to, I wanted you to hear the whole thing first before you had your comments, and we'll get into our comments now before hopefully we have to go to break, is that I think this is the only time the players have a chance to strike, because the fans are tired of Goodell and the owners, and keep the fans pay our taxes, pay for the stadiums. The NFL hasn't paid taxes up until this year.
They're 501c3.
The fans are the ones that I feel like are seeing the game change, tired of the flags, and every play is reviewed. And
yeah,
you know, Mike Mitchell's right in this interview. How is the same suspension the same for a guy who hits somebody illegally during the game than, say, Rob Gronkowski, who
cheap shot
the S out of a guy after a play in the back of the head?
Yes, exactly. That's crap.
How's that the same?
That's nowhere on the same level.
There's no consistency in how guys are fined, how guys are suspended.
That's what.
And I think now is the time for the players to strike. The difference was in 2011, we didn't strike. We were locked out.
Yeah.
And we had, our leadership was
horrible.
It was disgusting. I don't even know. We didn't even have meetings.
No, we didn't.
I don't even know what happened.
They, like,
we weren't allowed in the building.
Nope.
And nobody was letting us know, hey, how do you feel about this? Or not that this would have been one of my main points, is Goodell's control over, you know, fines and suspensions, because I would have never. That's
stupid.
As an offensive lineman, that's not our biggest thing. Was a chop block.
Yeah,
that's like what we feared.
Leg whip or
unsportsmanlike.
Yeah, hand.
There's the only ways that, and you can control most of those. As a defense player, it's different. So I agree with Mike Mitchell for the most part. And especially when you got Hasselbeck, doesn't even know the guy.
I know.
It's a quarterback. Get out of here.
Yeah, and it's like, shut up. And that's what makes me the worst. That's what really pisses me off, is when these commentators that have played the game played it back in the day when rules were changed, when they played with,
well, they're all quarterbacks. What are they?
They don't know. Yeah. They've never been
hit.
Yeah,
they're tough. Yeah, they got smoked. They got smoked back in the day. That's not what I'm saying, though. Saying, though, like, all of a sudden they think it's, like, better for the game, all these rules. And
yeah.
It's just, it's why I think the way I am. It's like small government.
No, but I mean, I totally agree with you, though, because when the last,
I wish people could understand the parallels there. But anyway,
yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%. And it really, you know, these guys that play the game, now they're in the booth, and now they're these are still your peers. I mean, these are guys that do the same, you know, same job that you played for 10 years or whatever. You know what I mean? They're going through the same thing you went through. So why flip script?
I would imagine if I was Hasselbeck, I'd be like, man, this is BS. I could have played another 10 years if I could never got touched.
Yeah.
You would expect him to say that, but not like, I feel like he's just saying stuff because that's what everybody else is saying. Oh, the football is so barbaric. That game was.
He flips scripts. He's,
all right,
he's,
we got to go to commercial.
He's on that other side now. He's on the media side, and I can't stand media. Gah! All right, going to commercial. Big Ugly Outdoors brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse. Different from the herd.
I got to drink up and be somebody. I have another round. I can't let my troubles find me. I got to keep your memory down. I can't let you drive me crazy. Can't let you win.
Welcome back. Big Ugly Outdoors. Oh, can't stand that color on ESPN right now. Makes me want to throw up.
Maroon.
Ugh. And that A and M.
Garoon.
Gag and maggot. You are sorely mistaken. Most fans have as much contempt for players as a whole as they do for Goodell and the owners. What's your take on that, Lyle?
There's truth to that. There's a lot of angry fans for kneeling, you know?
But they're still watching football.
Everybody's still watching football.
Still watching it.
So, unless fans decide to stop, then...
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing's going to change for the money.
Period. Because, so, I mean, that's that.
I mean, yeah, there was a lot of discussions on the players' actions pregame. And, but I, you know, like I said, I feel like if the players care about their issues on the field as much as they do off the field, this is the time to
do it,
to get things right. What I wanted in the 2011 CBA was guaranteed money.
Yeah.
What happened, what I think happened, and I'm not exactly sure, but you had, I know who our leadership was what, Drew Brees, like...
Saturday, all of them.
Wasn't Saturday out of the game, though?
He was our head guy in there.
Yeah, but now isn't he on the other side now, or is he just an analyst?
I don't know, I think he's just an analyst, but he was in there, I remember that.
So they pretty much, yeah, I don't know. What I saw happened was they took away all the money that the drafted guys got,
yeah,
and gave it to the four guys that were already getting paid the highest.
Yep.
The middleman got cut out.
They brought in young guys.
Brought in young guys that can do an okay job. Because when I got in the league, there's backups making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, it just changed who got the money.
Yep. And they wanted it to change in favor of us. Like, basically what we wanted were, instead of these first-rounders getting $40 million guaranteed unproven, they wanted to, you know, that was kind of
spread
the
it through the veterans.
Spread it through the veterans.
But it just got thrown at one guy.
Yeah.
Two guys per team.
Yeah, they're like, okay, well, we don't have to pay for you.
But, you know, what can you do? But I think a big thing for player safety is Thursday games. Guaranteed money. If you know what you're going to get, you probably... It wouldn't change how I would have played. I would have still... I took a lot of pride in playing every play.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe I shouldn't have. Who knows?
But I mean, I agree with these Thursday night games. I mean, the guys don't have enough rest. It's a brutal freaking sport. It ain't like basketball or baseball or any of these other sports where you play all these games. I mean, your body needs that time to rest.
Yeah. I kind of disagree. It depends. I think it depends how long you've been playing. My first 5 years, I definitely would have been fine playing on Thursdays.
That's what I'm saying.
But once I got towards the end, I wasn't recovered till Friday, Saturday.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean, I wouldn't get sore. That was because of tour at all. But I wouldn't get sore till Monday night.
When the tour all wore off.
When it wore off, then I was sore till Wednesday. It's just one thing after another. But, you know, I think the NFL, you know, they just, it's just, it's kind of, I agree with you, Lau. I think if it's time, the time is now, just because, you know, it's kind of in shambles. People want Goodell out. Fans aren't happy. People aren't happy. All the changes and all that kind of stuff, finding, you know, all that. If there's any time that's good, it's right now. I'm not looking at all the stuff we talked about today. I agree with that. And reading up on all this stuff, so.
Yeah. Still got textures saying that they don't like the NFL.
But yeah.
What can you do? I didn't watch. I used to, like, kind of put on the NFL and watch games all day. But now I'll just watch, like, the Cardinals.
Yeah, same here.
And then the Vikings. I grew up a Vikings fan. So, I know. There's been a lot of people that canceled, but I haven't seen everything. Everything I read is saying the ratings are better.
Yeah, I mean, that,
who knows?
Who knows?
Goodness gracious.
Not true.
Can't ever make anybody happy.
Like myself that walked away from the NFL. Yeah, all right, man. Well.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, just some texters in here. You know me, Lyle, I'm a hothead.
Why are you mad?
I don't know.
The guy just said he walked away from the NFL.
I know, but he's disagreeing. There's no opinions.
You can't get mad at people because they disagree with you.
No, I don't think they should. I think it should be only whatever we say should be fact.
That's ignorant.
That is very ignorant. Very ignorant. No, I'm just prideful.
But not your opinion matters only.
Only for myself.
They disagree with your opinion.
Hmm. I know.
You got to learn. You got to learn to look from the other side. It's like I read an article the other day on these.
Don't tilt your head like you're a professor trying to, like, well, you know, I was reading up on this thing over here.
Well, dang, Andrew, I was just about to get in a deep, insightful story on
Take
how to
it,
look
Lyle.
At things from
Take
the other
it.
Side.
Give it to me. I want to hear it.
No, there's too much buildup now. Let's go to break.
This sucks. Thanks, Andrew, for ruining that one for us.
Sorry, guys. It's my job.
I could have brought peace to the world, but.
But Andrew had to kill it.
It's done.
Good job, man.
And I lost my thought.
Yep. We're football players.
Let's go, Andrew. Pay the bills.
Sorry, guys.
All right. We'll be right back with more Big Ugly Outdoors brought to you by Vince Chunk Steakhouse, different from the herd.
A little complicated. Quality life has got me down. Well, sex is cheap and talk is overrated. And the boys and me still working on the sound. Well, a little happiness, a little love is all I wanted.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Outdoors. What's happening, everybody? Oh, we got Army-Navy today, Lyle. That's going to be a fun game. I know we got Colonel Flowers in here. He's going to be all jacked up today. He probably already has his jersey on. He's out there. I don't even know what their pregame rituals are, but he's probably doing push-ups or something in the hallway.
Who are you talking about?
Colonel.
Oh, he's out there?
Yeah.
Dude. Hell yeah.
It's a big game today. It's
big
the big
day
game
for
today.
The Armed Forces.
Got his West Point on. Got his West Point on. I knew he would.
And he got us the special shirts. Thank you, Colonel.
Hey, those are awesome.
Those are awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. I'm going to put it on today and support our armed forces.
Damn right.
You got to. I mean, I'll do anything for those guys.
Gonna need them.
Gonna need them.
World's gone nuts, man.
World's gone
That's
crazy.
It's a good thing we have the best in the world, man.
That's the damn truth.
We should love them. It's a shame that we haven't. And I text back that guy, asked why he walked away, and he said he cannot support an industry that openly protests our flag, and most being too dumb to know what they are doing. So, yeah, that's his answer.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I get it. I'm right there. The whole flag thing, it kills me. I don't.
I Are we going to get into this or should we just move on?
We just move on.
Yeah.
No.
Well, no. No. Let's stay here
support,
for a second.
I support my flag, period. I would never.
Obviously, we do.
I would never kneel for it. But, I mean, at the beginning of the day, he was sitting and they brought him to a kneel because, you know, after talking to some military guys, to Nate, and Nate said, okay, let's just do a kneel. You know, if that's going to be your protest or lock on, but it's just still the kneeling thing from the flag. That's the thing, the big debate. But, you know, they changed it to that, but I don't know. I'm about to throw some shit. I don't like it, but, you know.
I just am curious I'm curious what I would do if someone was doing that when I was on a team.
Yeah, I wasn't.
But you also got, you know, there. Okay. It's shoot. We avoided this for how long?
Weeks.
Oh,
year.
My gosh.
Almost a whole year.
We should stop. Should we stop?
I mean, just go for it. Go give your one little.
I'll give my one little thing.
Just rant.
It started as a police brutality deal.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it still is.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
And that's what I wanted to bring up is that's my issue with it now.
Because it's gone further than just what
now
it began
with. Now it's just gone
with.
To like, man, you know. You know.
I think
it's gone
people,
to Trump. You know,
for the people that are kneeling, they're still saying that it's to raise awareness in these
after
poor communities.
After 8 weeks of them kneeling for different reasons.
I think more people are kneeling out of solidarity as like a, you know, sign of, I don't know, unity within the league.
I mean, whole teams came out. I would have never kneeled.
Never.
But I've also never been black and.
Yeah. No,
so,
I
mean, that's why I was trying to get into, sometimes you got to look at it from the other side.
Yeah.
But all I can say is I would have never kneeled.
Yeah. I mean, that's all you can't, I wouldn't have either. I mean, with what was going on, I'd put my hand on someone's shoulder, but I never would have kneeled. You know what I mean? That's
what I was saying. I wonder what I would do. I don't know what I would
do. Yeah.
I think one thing that does get discounted is the fact that, as Lyle said, he started off sitting down. But he actually took time and reached out to people to find what he thought was a middle ground. And when I say he, I'm talking about like Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
But he at least, you know, he tries to listen to people.
Yeah.
You can't deny that.
Yeah. My biggest issue is the damn media. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Media
just
stupid.
Makes things so much
worse.
More than it. That's insane. The media is insane.
No, media. I can't stand media because the whole thing they can never make. If you know what, media and social media can make this world a lot better if they start focusing on the good instead of the bad all the damn time. That's the thing that really makes me mad because everything is always negative. Like, focus on something positive in our world, please. I know controversy sells and all that kind of stuff, but I mean, there's a lot of good things that go on in this world. Let's praise that. Let's talk about that instead of talking about the bad stuff all the damn time.
So that's what I was going to talk about. There was this group of friends that went to the inauguration in D.C. And I don't know why I just happened to see the story because that was over a year ago, I guess. Right? Something like that. And there was these three guys wearing Make America Great Again or Trump hats or whatever. They're obvious Trump supporters. And they went into this restaurant in Washington, D.C. that was very eclectic, had Rosa Parks everywhere, like paintings and just what you consider the opposite.
Home cooking.
Yeah.
Progressive.
Yeah, whatever Andrew's saying. I don't know what that means, but. He sounds right. I'm going to take that over what you said is home cooking.
I thought you were talking about a restaurant. I was like, home cooking restaurant.
Well, I don't.
Mom and pop spot. Meet and three spot.
We could both be right.
So anyway, there was a waitress that obviously was not supportive of Trump. She had just done the Women's March.
Yeah.
And these guys had just supported Trump, and she was the waitress, and the guy left a huge tip, like a $500 tip on like a $40 bill or something.
Yeah.
And just wrote her a note saying, if everybody could smile and share happiness the way that you did, it wouldn't matter on race, gender, beliefs, that we could all just be happy and make America
great.
America. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Stories like that need to be the headlines.
100%. 100%.
Those are like, I had to like, it was way at the bottom of what news channel I was on. Because I always go to the bottom because the top's full of crap.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom's where you find the good little stuff.
Yeah. And it's always at the bottom. And I saw another story. It wasn't deal with Trump or anything. It was more with the military, was where there was 400 military that got stuck in an overnight, you know, got snowed in at an airport, and a businessman bought every single one of them, 400 servicemen, a meal. Dinner.
You know, we're starting a new one segment. Person, you know, positive news segment.
Positive news segment. You know what I'm saying? But that's
start
just,
your day off right, because it's going to be 66 and sunny and lovely. And we get to watch a football game today.
Army-Navy today.
What do you think, Colonel? Can we get him in here for a little preview?
Well, gentlemen, this is America's game, the last game of the regular football college season. Always played on the second Saturday of December.
Ooh, they got a little snow out there, too. It looks
you bet
like
a 90% chance of snow in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field.
Is that where they always play?
No, they've played once out in California, as a matter of fact. But they play normally in a neutral site, but Baltimore, where they play occasionally, is hardly a neutral site for Annapolis.
Yes.
But today they're playing in Philadelphia, home of Bucky Godbolt, if you will, Pennsylvania. And, you know, 90% chance of snow. The records are 60-50-7 in favor of Navy. Of course, Navy's coming off this incredible streak.
Yeah, they're on a run.
Army started the streak last year.
Can you tell us, they were showing earlier, like, relays between the two?
Is that competitive?
Do you know much about that? We saw a tug of war, the pull-up contest. What all do they do in that? Do you know?
So I think they call those the Patriot Games. They may have changed the name, but yes, I helped organize those when I was there.
Nice.
That's great.
So Navy refuses now to box versus Army because Army's like a six-time national champion. But normally boxing was part of the Patriot Games before the 2 days before the Army-Navy
Different
game.
Weight classes and just got
All
after
that.
It.
Yeah, but that that didn't work out too well for Navy, so they will no longer box the Army team. But now you've got all sorts of tug-of-war, as you said. Each team will run with their marathon team a couple of days before they start running the game balls to the stadium with
their marathon team. We wouldn't be on that team, Lyle.
No.
There's a bonfire on Wednesday nights at both. We burn a boat at West Point. Someone donates a big wooden boat. And on the plains of West Point, the parade field, they burn a boat. And then they send the Army team off in buses.
They burn the boat in the water, or
on the parade field there.
So they burn a Navy boat. Like, yeah,
hell yeah, it's a big deal.
So when y'all are competing though, do y'all ever get lippy? Like,
it gets very chippy. More chippy in the Air Force game, believe it or not, than the Army-Navy game.
Why? Is Air Force just... They're...
Well, remember, the Air Force used to be part of the Army. It was the Army Air Corps.
Gotcha.
So the Air Force is spawned from the Army. And, you know, they're the kind of the new guys on the block, if you will, with Colorado Springs. And, you know, Army was founded in 1802.
So was Air Force... Were they always that college? Because, I mean, the college has been there ever since I've been...
I don't know when the Air Force Academy was founded in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
My brother went there, but it's a beautiful campus, but it's real modern, you know, architecture. And
very.
It's not what the Naval Academy...
I went there for a homecoming game. It was the most unbelievable game. Not football, but it was the most unbelievable game I've ever been to in my life. It was Air Force's homecoming game. They brought an F-16 over the field, the hover ones. It came down on the field and then went back up and took off. It was
definitely not F-16.
Or whatever, F-22 Raptor, whatever, the ones that can come down and go like this, and they took off. It was insane.
Maybe like a Harrier?
The pregame, the buildup all week, Army-Navy week, this will give you an idea. You guys will love this. There are no graded academic events.
There
we go. No quizzes or tests. Nothing can be graded academically the week of the Army-Navy game. The whole week.
That's awesome.
So
good one for a week. The rest of the time sucks.
So there are spirit missions all week long. You alluded to it, Casey. But the Navy will buzz West Point with their fighter jets throughout the week. They'll come over, and of course they coordinate it very well. And then Army's always trying to borrow the Navy goat, the mascot for the Navy goat.
Really?
There's some history behind that. But
That's cool, though. That's the type of stuff I like to hear. I mean, Army, Navy, a lot of people that don't follow football. I mean, it's they're not the best of teams, but it's a fun game to watch.
Well, it's also handy to remind our listeners that the Houston Cougars were defeated by the Navy midshipmen last year.
Yep, I do remember that.
And their bowl game?
They ruined their season.
The second or last game, Houston lost to SMU and Navy. Yeah. And, of course, Notre Dame and Navy is always a close
game. Yeah, that is always a close game.
A lot of history behind that one, too.
Is it true that Army has more Heisman winners than the University of Texas?
Yes. In fact, Pete Dawkins was on the field this morning, quarterback, the Army team, Heisman Trophy winner, and Brigadier General retired, and he was working on his pitches.
Oh, yeah.
So there are three Heisman Trophy winners. It's the only place where you can go and see all three trophies, Heisman trophies, right there overlooking Mikey Stadium, named after the cadet Dennis Mikey, who organized the first Army-Navy game in 1890.
Holy
wow,
cow.
That's pretty cool. Huh. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Speaking of Heisman, isn't that tonight?
The Heisman is tonight.
Do you care?
No.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Maker Bayfield.
A douchebag.
God.
people around here like him, though. He's a Lake Travis kid.
I know. I was looking it up. I was supposed to talk about Lake Travis QB. Matthew Baldwin is going to Ohio State.
How do we not get him?
That's
why don't
I'm
we
saying.
Not get this guy?
And there's,
I don't get why. Why are we? These kids used to want to stay in Texas and come to Texas.
I don't
period.
Know if he was offered, to be honest.
And that's the stuff that mind boggles me.
JT Barrett, gentlemen.
JT Barrett
from Texas.
Wichita Falls.
Wichita Falls. Whatchamacallit. How do we let him go to Ohio State?
The amazing thing, right? When we haven't 4 years ago, who was our quarterback 4 years ago?
Slappy one or two.
David Ash.
Soft and softer.
So
I don't know.
That one school, Lake Travis, has had six QBs in the Power Five in 12 years. It's incredible. Todd Reesing, Kansas. Garrett Gilbert went to Texas and SMU. Michael Brewer, Texas Tech and Virginia Tech. Maker Bayfield, Texas Tech and OU.
Yeah.
And Dominic DeLira, Iowa State.
That'll
and Charlie Brewer
talk.
To Baylor.
Yeah, wow. I mean, it's
that's incredible
it's
for one program.
I know, it's solid.
Well, that's six guys in 12 years. So you're saying, like, if it worked out that way, each guy only got to play 2 years.
Yep, exactly.
I think the current Lake Travis quarterback, this is his only year he's played.
Right.
He's crushing it. And that's how the University of Texas needs to be, is a program like that where you just got a new.
We should be feeding. They should have the same system. We need to coordinate to where they're running the same offense.
Let's just come on, bring that kid over here. I like it.
Well, Garrett Wilson, who in my opinion is one of the top athletes in the country, I saw him as a ninth grader playing JV, plays for Lake Travis, as a ninth grader playing over here on Chaparral Stadium. Oh my gosh. Your alma mater offered him, I think, 2 weeks ago. Well, we need to keep number five in the state. He's unbelievable. I mean, he could be one of the University of Texas. I don't know how many you've had, but he could be a two-sport athlete. He's actually better in basketball. But he is one of the, he's like a Bo Jackson, but he's not built like Bo Jackson, but he's that athletic. He just moves differently.
Well, we got to keep these guys home is what we, that should be our new thing, is keep these kids home base. But anyways, we got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with a quick 5 minutes to end the segment. Go ahead, Lau.
Our second hour is always brought to you by Williamson County Equipment Company, your Central Texas Hustler, zero-turn lawnmower dealer located in Taylor, Texas. Hit it, Casey, with the Vince Young.
And Big Ugly Outdoors will be right back. Brought to you by Vince Young Steakhouse, different from the herd.
Take back the wheat, take back the cocaine, baby. Take back the pill, take back the whiskey, too. I don't need it now, your love's all I'm after.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Outdoors. That was my first one.
I tried to do
it. What movie was that? It was my first Asian. What movie was that?
I think it was Wedding Crashers, maybe.
Oh, man. That was funny.
We had an interesting show today.
Yeah, we did.
We avoided it for how long? We didn't really get into it, but...
No, yeah.
I don't want to make any of this show political at all.
No, I don't want it to be that either.
If it was later, it would just be washers and beer and football.
Yes.
Are we doing that today?
No, I got to do Christmas with my wife's side today.
I'm going to a movie with my family.
What movie are you going to see?
Star? I know nothing about it. I have no clue. I mean, I got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. What do you think I'm going to watch?
It's
going to
be animated. Just put a whiskey flask in your boot and order a Coke when you get there. Like we used to do in college. Get a Slurpee with a thing of vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, just... By the time the show's halfway over, you're sweating and just hammered real loud. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but it's not good. But, you know... Good times.
Do you want to hit the top 5 NFL games real quick? Or do we even care anymore?
I don't even know what top 5 are.
I know. I've got them right here.
All right.
We got Philly at Rams.
After that Philly loss last week or whatever, you know, it's at Rams, not at home in Philly. It's going to be warmer. It's not going to be cold. I'm going to take the Phillies D.
If the Rams didn't – no, that's the Chargers that play in a high school soccer field.
Yeah.
Rams might have a little home field advantage. You know, I'm going to take the Rams.
You got the Rams?
Yeah.
All righty.
Vikings at Panthers.
You know, I think Panthers get this one this week.
Can't go against my Vikings.
I understand
my
that.
My team growing up.
Yep.
We got Seattle at Jacksonville.
Seattle. I don't think Jacksonville. I mean, they have a great defense, but, you know, that's not really a home crowd in Jacksonville. It never has been. I mean, even when they're in the playoffs, Lyle, they had nobody at their stadiums. Well, it was mind-boggling.
I think I'm at...
It feels out Seattle.
It's hard because Seattle's a one-man show.
Yeah.
But Jacksonville has a piss-poor quarterback.
that's why I'm not...
I don't know who wins that. You know, do I take good defense with no quarterback? You know what? You got to go Seattle. I just talked myself into that.
There you go.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh. We talked a lot about Pittsburgh today.
You know, Baltimore just always has that salty D. It's at Pittsburgh. I'll take Pittsburgh by 3 in a close one. Low scoring game.
Actually gave us a... You know, Pittsburgh is one of the coolest places to play.
It is.
After the third quarter, what is that song? Golly.
I can't remember the song.
Do you know
play.
The song they play?
I have no clue.
Someone please text in.
Is it that Hot-Blooded song by Foreigner?
Man, I don't know. There's Pittsburgh fans everywhere. Please text in the next 1 minute.
Is it Physical by Olivia Newton-John?
What?
No.
I don't know music, so I just know the sound.
I just know the sound.
I don't know who sings it. I don't know
No, but Pittsburgh is a cool place to play. Green Bay was a cool place to play.
Raiders at Chiefs.
Arrowhead's a cool place to play. I got Raiders. That's just they were such a hype at the beginning of the year. Now they're
both teams, man.
And now they're just
they're supposed to be the leaders in the AFC, and now they're in the worst division in football. I feel like the Chargers are the best team in that division.
They are the best team in that division.
Man, I really...
They run 7 straight until last week or 2 weeks ago. Chargers. So, on that one, I'm going to take... It's at Arrowhead?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. Go with Derek Johnson, the defense.
DJ? I'm going Raiders.
Going Raiders. All right.
Because, you know, when you retire, like, you got to figure out who you're going to watch.
Yes.
So I watched the Cardinals just because I played for them for 10 years. I mean, I grew up there. I was a little bit of a Cardinals fan. I grew up a Vikings, diehard Vikings fan.
Yeah.
So I like them. But my dad's born and raised in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Raiders are such a good fit. I think that's going to be a fun team to like. But you can't just change who you like.
Yeah, and the Raiders have such a pass. Like, you get, if you're a Raider fan, you have to be a Raider fan.
I think it'd be awesome to go to Vegas and watch the Raiders play.
Yeah, though. Same here. I think we should definitely
like,
go.
Like, sorry, honey, I'm just a huge Raiders fan. I got to go to Vegas again.
Yeah, got to go to Vegas again. What do? We sit in the suite and gamble the whole time while they bang heads.
Can you imagine the betting that would be going on during a game?
Oh, crazy.
I wonder, the NFL will probably shut that down.
I mean, you can do blackjack. But hey, we got one quick read, and then we got to get out of here, Lyle.
All right. Our buddies at Bud Light, we got two reads real quick. Bud Light is served all over Austin. Be sure and ask for it while you're out and about enjoying time with your friends and family. Whether you're shopping at the legendary Armadillo Christmas Bazaar, enjoying the winter wonderland at Coda, make Bud Light your choice this holiday season. And our other sponsor, Williamson County Equipment Company, your Central Texas Hustler Zero Turn Lawnmower dealer located in Taylor, Texas. Thank you guys for hanging in there with us all year.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And this is Big Ugly Outdoors brought to you by Vinchunk Steakhouse, different from the herd.